Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Emmanuel. I know you always disagree with me with the time, but God's time is the best. I know everyone here will disagree with me concerning the time I normally come out. So please, since morning, I've been praying, asking God to come out. But God keeps telling me His time is the best. Maybe the Lord wants us to exhaust our flesh, our power, our mind. And I know you have been dancing this morning, and you are tired now. So I don't know, maybe this is what the Lord wants, that after we are producing our power, our mind, our dance, okay? Yes, let me at this moment, let me want to recognize the presence of Matthias' family and the victim. I want to say thank you for your faith, and I salute your faith. Thank you. And today is our birthday of Emmanuel TV. You just think, how old is Emmanuel TV? Okay, thank you. So Emmanuel TV is 9 years old today. Thank you very much. Yes. With the time, I don't know. It's just the message I have for you today. I will only introduce this message to you. And I know the Spirit of God will minister the rest, because we have a lot of job today as the Spirit of God has given us. So the last meeting we were talking about the body in our spirit. That is, body in our spirit, that was what we were talking about last time. When one is thinking, worry, and trouble, and you are troubled, your spirit cannot be free to attract the Spirit of God. So we cannot be available for God when we are worried. Are you with me? When you are worried, trouble, maybe something is troubling, worrying you, you cannot be available for God's Spirit. You cannot be available for God's Spirit. It is when we are free, our spirit is free. This is why the First Peter chapter 5, verse 7, where you start reading from verse 7, it says, your cares, your trouble to God, because He cares for you and He loves you. When we are troubled, we cannot be sensitive to the Spirit of God. You need a free spirit to pray. You need a free spirit to hear from God. You need a free spirit to do what? To hear from God. You cannot hear from God when your spirit is troubled. Is the landlord, he cannot share that apartment with anyone. You know, when you see someone, someone is landlord of a house, you pay house rent to the man. He cannot share, no. If the landlord is the owner, he doesn't want to share anything. He created you, spirit, soul, and body. So, without the spirit, you cannot act upon the word of God. You only hear the word, you cannot do anything about it. You only hear Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Savior, Jesus is this, Jesus is that. As you hear, it goes this way when you are troubled. As you hear the word, it goes another way. There is nothing you can do about it. The Spirit of God will be released to the degree you stand in reverence of His word. To the degree you stand in reverence, in obeying, in honor, the Spirit of God will be released. As you honor the word, the Spirit increase. It's like you being filled. You know, as you eat food, you get filled. You eat, you get sick. The more you eat, you get sick. The more you eat, you get sick. In the same day, I'm feeling what you are feeling now. The weather is a bit friendly. So you need a free spirit to get along, to act with God. Without this free spirit, there's nothing. So therefore, leave it for God. Don't worry yourself. Leave it for what? Open the First Peter chapter 5. First Peter. Chapter 5, verse 7. Give all your worries and care to God, for He cares about you. Listen to that. Give all your what? Give all your what? All your worries and care. Care means trouble, burden, whatever you call it, is a foolish thing. For He cares for you. For He cares for you. This is why when you want to open your Bible to read, it is time to give all your world trouble. When you open your Bible, when you take Bible, immediately give all your cares and trouble to God. That is, leave all, whatever that is bothering you, worry you. And before you open Bible. If not, when you don't, you will read and you will not be able to obey what you read. You will read the Bible as if you are reading literature. You know, like as if you are reading a book. You know, when you are reading Bible, you are reading the Holy Spirit. But any other book, when you are reading them, you are reading about events. When you are reading Bible, you are reading what? You are reading what? Holy Spirit. But any other book outside Bible, when you are reading them, you are reading about events. So, when you don't leave it for God, your care, your worries, before you open the Bible, you will read Bible as if you are reading the books. How? Some will say, is that actually possible to live, to give all worries? How will one just your trouble, overlook your trouble? Is it actually possible? Yes, that is why God gave you discretion. You can choose to do, you can choose to cry, you can choose to laugh. You can choose to dance, you can choose not to. You can choose to live here, you can just walk away, walk out of this place, and you can choose to sit. You can choose to stand. This is why Jesus met this man at the pool of Bethesda. He met him. He said, what can I do for you? He never said, he knew the problem the man was facing. He was so sick to the extent that he could not jump into the pool. He needed someone to help. Someone to help him jump into the pool. But Jesus knew his problem. He said, stay, what can I do for you? Because he knew he may refuse him. He knew he may disagree with him. He knew he may walk him out. What can I do for you? Yes, I needed someone to carry me to the pool. Each time the water is still, that is turning. But here I am, I'm so sick, I could not. No one to carry him to the pool. Will I help? He said, yes, if you will. It is not all up to God. Certainly, it is not all up to you. Your genuine willingness and God's ability to achieve something. You can choose to overlook everything and open your Bible and read. So, don't look for this trouble you have in the Bible, the solution for the trouble you have in the Bible. Read Bible for salvation of your soul. Don't be searching for solution of your problem. And I'm sick. I want to see where Jesus hid the sick person in the Bible, and you start searching for that. No. I'm poor. I want to know who was poor like me in the Bible, and he was revived. And you begin to look for the such person in the Bible. No. The Bible is not for that. So therefore, when you want to sleep, don't because of your trouble open Bible. Many of you, when you know you have nightmare, when you're about to sleep in the night, you open the Bible, you begin to read Psalm 35. After reading, you place it on your chest and you sleep. When your enemy comes, he will carry that Bible down and stab it to you. I know you must have experienced it in the past, that you are troubled, nightmare, but in the night you are about to sleep, you now open the Bible that is good for your enemy. You want to fire your enemy, you open Psalm 35, and read. After reading, you will now open it and place it under your pillow. By the time the enemy comes, he will first of all wake you up. He say, come, that thing you put under the pillow, carry it. You will carry it, you will not use the same Bible to flog you. By the time you wake up, you say, Does it mean that the Bible is not word of God? Why should enemy use this Bible to beat me again? No, you make Bible work. Bible cannot work himself. You make it work. Tell your neighbor, I make it work. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You make it work. The Bible itself cannot just work. You make it work, not to work, to work, not to work, to work. You make it work. It's a library of apostles. They put them together. Everything that happened about them, you make it work. So I want to leave you because I'm looking at your time, not mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, rise up. Hallelujah. Now we are about to go to another level, next level. Ask for a free spirit. You know, I told you, meditation reveals the body in our spirit. Meditation exposes the body in your spirit. What exposes the body? Huh? Meditation exposes the body. It exposes the body. The body in your spirit, the body in you. The worry, you are worried. But by the time you meditate, it exposes. This is why we have faith bracelets. When you meditate, take more of me, give more of you, take more of me. Before you know it, the body is gone. You find yourself thinking of nothing but Jesus. Take more of me, give more of you. When you begin to meditate, take more of me, give me more of you, take more of me, give me more of you, you find yourself thinking about yourself again. Begin to think of Jesus, then you can pray. That is when you can pray. We don't pray when our spirit is, when we are worried, when we are in body. No, you can't pray. When you pray, you are talking to yourself, not Jesus. Are you with me? No, you hold your faith bracelet. Say, take more of me, give me more of you. More of your faithfulness, your kindness, your goodness, take more of me, give more of you. Before you know it, you find joy, just naturally. It comes naturally. It comes spontaneously, just naturally it comes, the joy. Joy is not created by you and I. It originates with God. Joy. Take more of me, give me more of you. Take more of me, give me more of you. Take more of me, give me more of you. Take more of me, give me more of you. By the time you meditate this, that body, worry, is gone. And when you now, you feel joy, a kind of inner joy, prayer, that is time to pray. Are you with me? This is why we call meditation a visit with God. What is meditation? Meditation in God's word is what? A visit with God. Meditation in God's word is a visit with God. So take more of me, give me more of you. Anytime, just like that. Now you are happy does not mean in another hour's coming, you may have something trouble you. You are a human, since you have flesh. You continue to have something trouble you, but you continue to overcome. Are you with me? Now I'm having joy. That you will not have something in future that will trouble you. No. No, it's not in the Bible. In this world, there will be what? There will be trouble. in this world, that will be trouble.
Cheer up!
I have overcome. This is why he said, I pray your faith will not fail. If you say your faith is, will not fail, then there will be trouble that will tempt your faith. I pray your faith will not fail me. There will be time our faith will be shaken. There will be time as we live and live and live, as you continue to live in this world, something will continue to come to threaten your faith. And that thing helps to grow our relationship. It's an instrument to grow our relationship. That is the time you will see the need of God more. The need of who? The more. It strengthens our desire and our determination for God. It strengthens our what? Our desire and our determination for God. And it makes us to see the need of God. That I pray. He has prayed for us that our faith will not fail. That is the prayer he left behind. That is the prayer from God to you, Jesus. He said, I pray. He said to his disciples, you are one. He said, I pray your faith will not fail. Mean your faith will about to. Your faith will be tested. Ask your neighbor, what is testing your faith right now? Ask your neighbor. Can you ask your neighbor once again? I can hear you. Ask your neighbor. Remember, I pray your faith will not fail. That means what you are going through, God is aware. It has been prophesying. It has been prophesying that you will go through them. But it will not impair you, but improve. It has been prophesied by our Lord Jesus Christ that my disciples, my followers, will go through this. It has been prophesied. If you are one of the followers, it will not impair you. But if you are not one of the followers, it will impair you. If you are one of the followers, it will improve you, whatever you go through. There can be no test, there can be no promotion without test. There can be no improvement without test. And what is your test? And what is my test? What are you going through? What am I going through? When it is time to go up, it is time to be tested. Oh, I'm talking to you. When it is time to go up, it is time to what? Time to go up, time to be tested. He said, our faith will not fail. Say, I pray. He said, I pray. It was prayer offer for you. It was prayer offer for us. It was prayer. So this then, whatever you are going through, has been prophesying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it has been prophesying that this and that and this and that will happen. Some will be changeable and many will not be changeable. It is written. So I want to leave you with this word. It gladdened my heart any time I read when Jesus said, "Is aware of your cares and your trouble." He said, "Your cares and your worry, leave it to God, because He cares about you." It's concerning about you. Jesus loves you just as He loved every apostles. And every apostle in the Bible, read about them. Everyone had their own what? Challenges. And their challenges strengthen their desire. Apostle challenges strengthen their desire. They pay surprise to bring the gospel. I and you enjoy to them. How, what price have you paid? They brought this gospel, they pay supreme price to bring this gospel. I pray your faith will not fail.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, before we, time will not change our program. Your time cannot change our program. Because your time is different from God's time. Unless you look at the time I'm looking at. Tell your neighbor, your time, this, my boyfriend, come on. This is your time. Sit down. This your time will not change our program, because this time is different from God's time. Tell your neighbor. God's time is the best. If any one of you wear God's time, let us see. If you find God's time buying in the market, let us see it. Let us see. The whole church, no one buy, no one wear God's time. So you are wearing your time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. So you never mind. Whatever time says, I know you are looking at the time. Whatever time says, we are going to accomplish our blessing today. Yes, that last week a lot happened here. It has to do with prophetic words was given, but I'm going to appeal to the people concerned that we will not be able to go over this. Almost 500 people want to come out to testify, but just listen. Let's just listen to just one. Those people concerned last week here. Before we go to today, prophetic. Utterances, because I say time will not stop us. Time will not stop us. We still have to meet up. So out of 500, let's listen to one. So after one, we can do